Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The real error of idolatry is not found in the fashioning of a piece of wood, stone, or metal to worship, but in the mind which believes it can shape and fashion God according to its own design. The idol gods of man's imagination will value the good deeds that men have done and will weigh them in a balance against any sins they may have committed, in essence overlooking their sin. The idol gods will allow men to make sacrifices or do penance or extend extra devotion to religious things to pay for their bad deeds, the equivalent of makeup work after a missed assignment. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. The idol gods will always be there where their followers want them to be, and will be at the beck and call of those who worship them. Job tells us of the true and living God when he said, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take." The idol gods will always be limited by the free will of man. Unless men allow them to work, they will not be able to do anything. David said, "Our God's in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." We must bow down before the true and living God, who is not fashioned in any way by the hands or ideas of men. He has no limitations. He answers to no one. He sets all things in motion. He needs no advice and asks none. He will only be worshipped according to the dictates that he sets down. He will show mercy to whom he will show mercy. "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me." Do you worship the one true and living God? His name is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess.
Email questions or comments to ForThePoor@Windstream.net.